And speaking of this team going to the World Series, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the skipper, the manager of the Texas Rangers. We say good morning to Bruce Bochy. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that. It, you know, I mean, it was a good day for us and for our ball club and for our organization, and you really got to be happy for our guys. You know, winning an American League pennant isn't something that happens every day or even every week, you know. So, I mean, you really got to hand it to Corey and Max and Adolis and our entire club. I mean, it is a group effort, and it always is.
No doubt about that. But for you, it's another trip to the World Series, your fifth World Series. That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, you know, it's not about me returning to the World Series. You know, it's really about our guys getting there. And, you know, they persevered and done what it takes, and I'm merely riding on their backs. I mean, you know, look, I'm just an older guy with a hitch in his giddy up who wants to make sure no one is bullying you at school, but you kind of keep it from me because you're scared of what I'll do, because you're not entirely sure if my old school methods of conflict resolution won't result in me splitting open a high school punk's kid on the corner of the bleacher seat. You don't want to sit through a whole trial and all that, but you know, right. I mean, I think we really responded, you know, to a very good Astros club, and that, you know, they're only a year from winning the championship themselves, but our goal here is not, you know, just to win the ALCS, it was to win the World Series, and that goal is still ahead of us.
Well, and you've really captured the imagination of Ranger fans here. They seem to love your demeanor, and I guess your players love it too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know how much they love me, but, you know, I mean, I know fans, they think they can look at me and know the feel of my gray whiskers on their cheek when, you know, I give them a thank you hug for the generic tie that they picked up from Tuesday morning on a panic Christmas Eve run. But, you know, you should also know that I'm incredibly proud of what, you know, Max has accomplished and back from surgery and given us two, you know, starts this series. It could have gone better, but he hung in there and proud of the way he regrouped and gave us some good innings. And I know that I'm, a lot of people may, you know, think I'm just the Ben Gay smelling sphinx of a grandfather who has the gravelly voice of the world weary sheriff in a bustling gold rush town that only 2 years before only had a general goods store and a Baptist church run by a drunk Scotch Irish preacher whose wife left him. But I just think Adolis Garcia had a fantastic game.
No doubt.
Anytime you hit two homers and what would have been an easy double had he not been sitting in his lawn chair at home plate watching
basketball. Yeah.
You know, you've had a pretty good night.
Well, it's been an amazing run, and I know you'll be watching tonight because it's either Arizona or Philadelphia. You'll be watching with interest, I bet.
Oh, of course. I'll be watching, you know, see who we're going to be playing in the series, and I just want to thank all the Ranger fans who've not only cheered us, this team on through some dark days, but have also really rallied around in an impressive way our new product, Bruce Bochy's chicory flavored coffee, tobacco, cologne, and leather tanning kit for kids.
For kids?
What a weird item that is.
Yeah, every kid likes to tan his or her own leather, and so we just figured why not make it a family affair with Bochy's chicory flavored coffee, tobacco, cologne, and leather tanning kit for kids.
All right, I'll have to pick one of those up.
I appreciate you guys.
Hey, yeah. Thank you, Skip. Good luck in the World Series.
Always likes to hawk a product.
There he is, Bruce Bochy, after his team wins last night, 11-4. On to the World Series.